I would love to know if that gets us demonetized.
I don't know, but we got the fucking piano man himself, Adam Howard, here in the house. And he's gone.
Oh, shit.
I'm depressed, right?
I'm depressed.
That's you, me. Yeah. How you feeling now?
Pretty damn good.
Not depressed anymore?
No, I'm depressed.
All right, yeah, this is some crazy stuff from Bell's.
That looks like a stomachache.
Yeah, you chose a great one.
Tequila barrel aged. Oh, I thought there was like a barrel tequila.
Aged. Tequila barrel aged flamingo fruit flight. Fruit fight. All right.
Fight like a tart ale.
So this
party
is,
like a flamingo.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Tequila barrel aged tart ale with passion fruit and lime.
Speaking of Bell's, remember the premiere, Dirty Water Stew there?
Well, he wasn't there, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, you weren't there. Yeah. So Austin had to sleep in the car for a while.
Yeah, because he wasn't old enough yet.
And then everyone went in there, and everyone was asking, like, do you have PBR? They're like, we don't serve anything but Bell's beer.
Do you have to be 21 to get in?
Yeah.
That's right.
And then they only serve Bell's beer at Bell's. Who would have thought, right? Well, my dumb ass goes, hey, do you guys have a PBR?
They're like, no.
I was like, what's the closest thing? They're like, we're out of that. We have like these fruity flavors. They're like, give me all this like.
I asked him what the shittiest beer was that he had because I knew it was going to be the lightest.
By the way, when I say fruity, I don't mean it in an inappropriate or, you know, canceling way, by the way.
Couldn't fucking tell you what they gave me.
Just saying.
Because it's one of 7 million names I've heard in craft beer that I don't know.
Yeah.
And then you get a list that doesn't even tell you any description. So you're looking at it, you're like, well, I hope this doesn't suck. I'm going to spend $14 on it.
Yeah, for real. Before I take a sip out of this, it just looks like murky water.
Yeah, this looks a little.
Ugh.
Remember that?
Oh, I feel that back
Zach
here.
When Zach and Zach on, they had the Mad Dog. And
if you look at this, looks like, were we supposed to shake this?
It's just,
you know what I mean? You see those like those drinks where it's like,
dude, this.
That's bad. That's
hell? I'll drink it all, though. My head hurts already. I mean.
That's gross.
I like the tart taste.
I don't.
It almost tastes like a sour beer.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
It tastes like a.
It's not as sour. It's not as bitter as like some of the sour beers that are.
The
like,
aftertaste kind of sucks.
It's like a candy. I'm
cool label.
Think of.
Yeah. Terrible beer. Are we ranking them style 10?
Mm. Tastes kind of flat.
Mm. It tastes like a sweet tart, but the chewy ones.
I don't even remember the last time we actually rated something.
I'd give it though a solid 2, maybe. I'd
a
rather
solid
drink,
2.
I just know puking that back up wouldn't be good.
Yeah, no.
Can you say
out of what? Out of 10?
Yeah. Oh, 2 out of 10.
Okay.
What does solid mean? Just flat 2?
Just a flat 2, you know.
2.0.
So when I think of the word solid, I think.
You're
like,
giving it only a 2?
Yeah.
I feel like I feel like if you're under 4, it's like, awful. This is.
Yeah.
Like I won't
I'm
even
going
finish
to struggle
this.
To finish drinking this because it tastes disgusting to me. I don't like Bell's or anything like that.
I was going
to
give it like a 5.
Yeah, now that I take a second sip, it's really not that great.
Yeah, I'm feeling a light 4 on this one.
What's that mean?
That's a light 4.
It's a 4.
Like a 3.75?
He's iffy. Yeah. It's light, iffy.
It's
solid
a 4,
is,
but, you know,
because if a solid 4 is a 4.0, then what's a light 4?
Light 4.
That's
light
the bottom
break.
Of the 4.
Light is unsure.
You just say 4.
Light is unsure.
Me,
solid is, you know.
Okay.
Solid. Because
me, solid, I wouldn't even
He's
use
He's not
solid.
Sure it's a 4.
Well, I wouldn't even use solid until I'm like at least 7. This is a solid 8.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Because it's you're using
What's
it
the
to
English
describe,
behind that?
Well, solid is just it's being used as an adjective. It's
right.
A solid 8.
Oh, okay.
So solid is describing.
It ain't any better than a 2. It ain't any less than a 2. It's a solid 2.
Mm-hmm.
But he said a light 4, so it's a little bit shittier than a 4.
Actually, to be fair,
are you just using that like
8 is an adjective?
Trendy
and
though, like how you spelling light? L-I-T-E.
No.
Oh no.
Light solid is an adverb.
Light as in
he meant like light blue.
Light beer.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Light 4.
Light 4. Oh, yeah. If I put this on a scale, it's at like a 3.8.
Some light.
Yeah. Light 4.
Solid is an adverb, by the way. Just had to correct myself.
Speaking of English, how do you spell gray?
There's 2 different ways.
Yeah, why?
Is, why?
What's your go-to? A or E?
A.
No, E.
I looked it
E?
Up today.
No? Okay.
I went and got Chick-fil-A today. And with the curbside service, you can put in what car you have. So it. You know, they'll know which car to bring it to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I looked at mine, and it says gray SUV. And I'm pretty sure it says G-R-E-Y. And I was like, damn, I never even, like, thought about it. And I Googled it, and apparently America says
yeah
G-R-A-Y.
Is it kind of like how Canada can say color with, like, a U-R?
Ah, maybe.
Yeah.
And, like, more English places say G-R-E-Y.
Because a greyhound is
Mr.
E-Y.
Howard, you got an answer?
Well, if you go back in time and look at it linguistically, I'm not going to get into that shit. But yeah, it's basically like Canadian.
Like linguine?
Color. Not linguine, linguistics. Study a language. What the fuck?
Linguine.
You know the difference
that's probably
between
just
effect and affect? The easiest way to describe it.
Yes. Oh, fuck.
That's not the answer.
I know it in here, but to say it is hard because it's like...
I'll give you a hint. Parts of speech.
E is like the past tense, the effects of something.
Chill.
And A is like
speech.
Affecting on something.
Parts of speech. Just keep it simple. Easiest way.
What do you mean parts of speech?
What are your basic parts of speech?
I don't know.
Verb? A noun?
Mine's class.
Oh, I hear you saying.
Effect
with
an A
is a verb. Effect would be a verb.
And effect is a noun.
Yes.
Always.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There you go.
Can you guys think of a word that rhymes with month?
I actually got riddled the other day. I don't know if this will make it in the podcast or not because it's related to school. But so I was teaching who versus whom, which you use what we call the pronoun.
Yeah, that
trick.
One I don't know a lot
you
about.
Use the pronoun
Hoomst.
Trick.
Hoomst. Hoomst, that is.
So you use the he or she or the he or she or her or him trick, right? So pronouns, right? So I'm doing this. And some kid just goes, well, why isn't there a they or a them or something like that? And I was just
Jesus.
It completely threw me off. And then someone's like, why do you always start with he and not she first? And I was just like sitting there in front of the kids and I was like, dude, all right, we're moving on.
Because Santa's a guy.
We're moving on. This needs to get cut.
How much longer do you think that'll last?
Yeah, when do you think Jesus becomes a woman?
No, when does Mrs. Claus start sending presents?
Oh, no. Hey, dude, have you seen the Bill Burr bit where he's talking about first ladies?
Maybe.
He's just fucking roasting Michelle Obama and people are getting bummed and he's like, you wait for that first female president, that first woman president, and the second her first husband, first lady, tries to say anything, you'd be like, man. You shut the fuck up. It's her time.
I mean, he got in trouble for even spelling someone or pronouncing someone's name wrong. People were bummed.
Who?
Well, yeah, because he was
Bill Burr, yeah.
He was saying that the first, I don't know what you would even call that, the first man, I guess, or something.
It's the first man, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They're just saying he's going to have no say at all.
There's a first,
feminists
there's
are going to
attack
him.
Man right now.
Who's the first
Kamala
man?
Kamala Harris is the vice president, so therefore her husband's the first man.
Yeah.
Okay.
He counts.
I mean, it does.
I don't know his name, but he counts.
It would have been pretty funny if Hillary was
I do, but
then Bill Clinton would just been first man. Even then, they just swapped. they're like, we done both. And then the Drake song would play.
Just halfway through the episode, just mute Adam.
Sick.
Yeah, what's why are you saying that?
Yeah, what is
the fucking she thing?
TikTok or
something? Well, it's sheesh, but it's like a TikTok thing.
I said sick. I didn't say sheesh.
Yeah, but you're still doing it.
Sheesh. I don't know. I think it's a TikTok or something.
What TikTok trends do you pick up on? You're like, all right, that's not bad. And all right, that's fucking
them,
stupid.
Honestly. I don't have TikTok. I don't follow.
Well, I know that. Yeah, I meant like from your kids.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't. I ignore that shit.
You didn't pick up a sheesh from that?
I would
no,
love to.
Sheesh is from Call of Duty.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You think so?
Sheesh! Yeah.
Well, I watched some TikTok earlier today that I would not be able to find again, and this guy's like, things that I hate to hear from my students, and I think they're like 12-year-olds or something like that. He's like, wait, I thought the Civil War was between Iron Man and Captain America.
Oh, no.
And then he's like, if I hear shee one more time, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah. If anything, I use it more than the kids do, and the kids think it's funny. Like, I'll say sheesh to something, and they all start laughing. They're like,
yeah, Mr. Howard's hip.
Yeah. And then they've asked Mr. me, like, Howard? Oh, you watch TikTok? Or TikToks? TikToks.
You
watch
and your damn TikToks.
You kids and your TikToks.
They'll be like, you watch TikToks? You have TikTok, Mr. Howard? I'm like, no. I talk about Vine.
Why is that on there?
No, play that, though.
Oh, my God.
Baby Shark.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Why do you skate your dunks?
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. No.
Why do you teach your dunks?
Now, here's the thing. We all know how Steve feels and probably Alex feels.
I'm a fucking skateboarder, bro.
I've been skating dunks before Nike SB.
Oh,
it existed, first
before,
and foremost.
Dude, this guy's hip.
Oh, my God.
I like Nike before. It was cool.
Honestly, I was skating. So you used to be able to get dunks off of East Bay. Do you remember? You know what East Bay is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I'm just checking. Some people, some listeners won't know what East Bay is. But either way, so you used to get them for like $50. This was before the craze happened. This is like 2001 or 2. My mom would get
a lot of S's on there.
6pm.com.
6pm too.
6pm was rad. Mm-hmm. Is it still popping or no?
Probably not.
Not really. But anyway, so I got dunks, the non-SBs, and I got my first SBs in 03 or 04. Yeah, something like that. I think it was 04.
It's not you, it's the mic, but tilt it up if you can.
All right, so back
anyways,
in the day,
so
Adam bought dunks.
So my mom would buy me dunks
in before Depop.
Yeah. Dude, Depop, I've been ripping some fuckers off, man. I play the card. This is my card I always play. I find a pair that's like, let's say they're 250, 300 even. And I'm like, yo, I was like, damn, it's pretty sick you got those. You must be an older head, right? He's just like, yeah, I've been skating since blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, damn, it'd be really sick, you know, if you hooked it up with like, let's say 150 or 160 plus shipping. He's like, why should I do that for you? And I was like, I'm an old head like you. And I was like, also, I literally go, I'm a teacher. I was like, you know, money's a little tight. I was like, you know, I should, I want to walk in the classroom and look good.
So you can actually like, you can like, I've actually never used that app. You can like talk to people and dude, like negotiate.
I'm the worst.
Shit.
Yeah, you can like send them DMs.
What's the word I'm looking for? Huh. I'm like, not a swindler. What the fuck? A shyster, maybe? Mm-hmm. You know, shyster?
No,
somebody
you're
who's
not
like
a shyster.
Cheap. A shyster's cheap. They like talk people out of shit.
You are cheap. You go to Aldi.
Shut up, dude. Aldi's fucking sick. Aldi's
I always thought if you were a shyster, you're just, you're being shysty.
Dunks are like good because they're cup-soled shoes. I like the shape of them. Now, here's the thing. I agree that Nike SB kind of sucks now overall. Trust me. But at the same
why?
Time.
Yeah, what?
You don't have to go too far into it, but why?
I mean, obviously, like, we all know why. Look at skateboarding now. They're literally, like, there's no shoe companies besides
it's like
Nike.
It's a fucking monopoly now, yeah.
Vans, Nike, yeah. Converse, and Adidas. And then you've got, like, Lacai's hanging on there. But, like, I just wear them because they're really comfortable shoes, and their cups only fit my foot.
Yeah, I don't know if
well.
It was I don't know if it was you or somebody was telling me. They're like, if you think about it, the reason they're so popular is because they have the money that they can create a shoe that, like, you know, Lacai has its limits. You know, they can't fucking get the materials that they want to
yeah,
make
Nike's
it last or make it, you know, as durable as a Nike.
Yeah, they
just
have
doing
corporate
it,
money.
They're that's doing
just,
to the market what you're doing to kids on Depop.
They've got,
basic, yeah, yeah.
Well, they've got the corporate money. And the other thing, too, about it is, like, so the Dunk hype died down. Like, it comes and goes because all it takes is, like, the Travis Scotts. You know which ones I'm talking about? The plaid
yep.
shit. They're ugly
yep.
as hell. I would not wear those ones. They collabed that, and then McDonald's got in there, and that's what built the hype.
Right.
Like, Dunks were not hyped until that one dropped, and the shoe heads were like, oh, shit, we need to
dude,
do
whole,
this again.
Makes
whole,
me think of a...
The whole
just gonna,
shoe thing is crazy.
Show you completely unrelated right now, but this is a scam. He made me think of a scam thing, which is funny, but...
Teaching my dog Charlie to read maps.
This is good.
That way he can get home from anywhere within a 50-mile radius. I've been able to sell Charlie over and over to different buyers. Because every time he manages to escape
oh.
and return back home.
Wow. That's actually really,
I was thinking the same thing, though. That's that has got my...
That's shiesty.
Yeah, that is shiesty.
That's crazy.
You fucking bitch.
I think I have right now, I did the math, probably like $3,000 worth of Dunks in my room right now.
That's crazy.
If I were to like go resell them on StockX.
So is that the vibe?
Is that why a
non-skateboarder would...
Remember when
that's
Jordans,
why,
though?
That's why non-skateboarders, shoeheads, sneakerheads, hypebeasts, they buy them like the other
yeah.
day.
Yeah, they
refuge.
Buy them to resell.
So that's why people
those
do
the
not skate their Dunks.
Right,
yeah, because
they're planning to resell.
And Eric's sick because he'll cut people off. So, like, you know those white Dunks just dropped?
Yeah.
Those crazy-looking ones I got in my pair. And, like, I was sitting outside, and some guy walks up and is like, do you have a 12? Eric goes, no, I don't, unfortunately. He goes, oh, he's like, well, what size do you have left? He's like, I have an 8.5. He's like, well, can I get that one? And Eric looks at him, he's like, you're wearing a 12. You just said you have a 12. Why would I sell you the 8.5? He's like, oh, so you can get money? He's just like, no, you're just going to flip them. He's like,
yeah.
I'm not going to sell them to you. So Eric is kind of sick that he'll only sell them to people if it's their shoe size. He's actually made people pull a shoe off and be like, what size do you wear?
Nice.
Pretty sure.
Yeah. That's good.
That's good.
Pretty
I
sure
like
he's
that.
Like, hinting at that.
Good well, I mean, game. remember when Jordans were all a big thing and like, especially when I was going to high school,
they
maybe a little
now,
bit before,
yeah.
but like, fucking stepped on my Jace. But,
oh, wow, I forgot about that.
No,
song.
But I'm saying, remember how, like, if they weren't real, people were, like, calling you out? Is that the same kind of thing? Or Dunks kind of, like, just so...
Well, fakes are huge now, right? So, like, I bought a pair of AJ1 mids, those green ones I skated at Battleground. Remember
I'm fine with fake shoes.
I was skating some at Battleground, some Air Jordan 1 mids or whatever.
Yeah, I remember you were all bummed when they started ripping.
They were ripping fast because
they're
fakes.
The knowledge is crazy to me. The fact that you just, like, named it. Right there.
Named
what?
I don't know shit about shoes names.
Oh, well, it's because you only wear Lacai. I mean, no
yeah.
shit.
Well, I find you, one. Oh. I find one. That,
oh.
That's true.
Lacai,
but
Lacai, you would know, though.
Yeah, I mean, he could tell you every fucking Lacai model that's ever existed,
yeah, right?
But
like what?
Not
whatever.
Really. I find.
Honestly, I'm such a nerd. I probably know more about Lacai than Steve does, and I don't even wear Lacai. Ouch. To be completely honest.
Yeah, maybe you probably
I
do
I
know
believe that.
More.
I
yeah,
believe
you probably
that.
Do more known names.
Know more of that skate video song track.
Well, I
don't
know about
don't
that.
Don't get me going.
But I find a. I find one I like, and I just, dude, I have 7 pairs of these.
Why?
Fucking Carrolls. Because I like them.
Fuck, you need seven for, though.
I have like 15 pairs of Dunks in my room. Why do I need 15 pairs? Because yeah, I fucking want them.
But you have like 15 different ones that you know all the names for.
I do need to buy it. I like these ones I have on, the comfy
ones. I'm not even wearing Nike right now. I'm wearing fucking
I honestly don't even know what those are
called. Oh, my lord.
Oh, my lord.
Do that again.
Do what?
Pull your shoe back up.
How do you feel about that?
Bring it in closer. I know you're old, but whatever.
How do you feel about the fucking 90s coming back, dude?
Go back. Can't say it. I'll get cut that.
Continue with what you're saying.
That's basically it. And the kids punch the air. Like, there's a couple kids that are so bummed because I'll walk in there and like they don't crease. This is the craziest thing that kids do nowadays. They don't crease their shoes, so they walk flat footed as fuck. So
yeah, I've seen a lot of people who put. There's like ways you can put shit in the shoe now too, where you won't.
And there's decreasers. Yeah. So to me, what I really like to do is go up to those kids and then I'll like Michael Jackson from. I like crease the fuck. I like tiptoe and like crease the fuck on my shoes, and I look at them. I'm like, "How do you feel about this right now?" And they're like, "Stop doing that." I like literally cause
kids
stress.
Like when you have them on, you mean?
And I'll crease my toes like this right in front of them. I'm like, "How do you feel right now about that?" They're like, "Why would you do that? Those are like 900."
So they like put something in the shoe to
Reminds me when James once tried to buy like Yeezys online.
I even wear it,
and dude, I think they were like $300 or some shit.
I just don't get it.
And he was telling me that like when they got he put them in his cart, and before he could get his credit card info in, they were all gone. Kind of like the Xboxes and PlayStations are getting botted the fuck out.
Yeah.
Well, that's like any drop with any big brand.
Yeah. There's a bot that just buys them all so they can resell the fuck out of them for double. Right.
Corey will remember this stage of my life. Remember like when we first started skating, this is like 2007, 8, 9, I would wear my shoes like Knox does. You know, Knox has his shoes laced super loose and the tongues are just flopping.
Yeah.
There's a new thing out there that you can put in. I've seen ads for it. I don't know what it's called, but it's basically like the shoe popper, and you put it into your tongue to push your tongue to make it pop out more. So it's got more of that, like,
puff. Oh, so you can keep it.
That's not
so you
for
keep your pant legs behind
you
it.
You wouldn't skate with that, though, right?
You could, yeah. It's could. To make your, like,
look at
make
the shoe look fat.
Yeah, it looks to make it look fatter and keep your pants behind them.
Yeah.
No, that's always been a thing, though, like, going back to the crease shoes. Yeah. It reminds me of the, remember, like, snapbacks, how they would come with that sticker?
Yeah, you wouldn't take the
on
sticker
the
off.
Yeah.
Or
take
the
it
little
off.
Thing that dangles and shit.
Yeah, we had a teacher at my high school that if you were caught wearing your hat and it had the sticker on, he wouldn't take the hat from you. He would just pull it off your head and rip the sticker off and give it back to you.
What an Dad, you are fucked.
Dude, he
sounds like some...
he bummed out a lot of kids.
Yeah, that's some internal...
hatred?
Something.
Because I've noticed that every time I get like a hat from like the NHL shop, there's a sticker on the underside now.
I mean, New
like
Era always has a sticker.
New Era still do that?
Yeah, that big...
That's a big deal probably still.
Oh, yeah.
It's like got
the circle
on
the New Era ones?
Yeah, every time, yeah. Sizing or whatever? The main thing is, the reason it's there is to tell you what the size is, yeah. I mean, you can probably look on the inside, but...
I went to... Yeah. The thing, though, that's about that is... I don't know. I hate new hats that aren't skateboarding hats. Like, have you ever gone to Lids and tried on, like, a bunch of the baseball hats compared to, like, putting on a hat from, like, fucking the skate shop, like
dude,
a dime
should we
hat.
Even talk about just, like, the progression of skateboard hats?
Well, no, because, I mean...
That's kind of gnarly.
Hats about. Or ads, what?
Hats.
Because, I mean, I went to...
That. That's kind of gnarly to think about.
I got a baseball hat when I was in L.A., and I got the... If you get, like, the dad hat ones or the more, like, compressible ones, that's not the New Era brand. It's, like, 47 or whatever. Mm-hmm. Those are fine. Off the rip, those are good. But the New Era ones, I feel like, are made to look like you just on your head.
Shit. They're either too big or too tight. I don't have a perfect size. I'm either
no one does, really.
Too big.
And how much is that a bummer if you have long hair at the time or don't?
Yeah, and then you shave your head.
Or then you get hair. Yep.
But I just think of my own personal experience of, like, you know, going to, like, back in Detroit City days and, like, buying a New Era mystery hat. And then,
I had that photo of Jay-Z with the What's Up Haters hat.
Yeah. Yeah, but not even that, because that's just funny. But, like, an actual, like, back then, you know, like, skate companies made, like, New Era hats. Like, that was, like, the stylish way to do it. And then it just, like, everyone wears a beanie. And then... You go into five panel, and now everyone's got dad hats.
The five panel era was an interesting one too, because
it's kinda,
that
it's
was during
the
Team the
whole
Hansen.
Progression of it.
Yeah, I'm kind of over the five panels though.
Yeah, I don't even think I own. Do I have any?
I like this style.
They phased out a bit.
Whatever this is, like, this is just a hat. I do like the.
That's kind of like what six panel
six
dad
panel,
hat,
probably. Yeah.
But it's got the
it's like oh that, the claps
the claps.
Yeah,
this is just I love it. Straight out, like, I didn't even have to bend it, do anything, sweat in it. Like, it was perfect. Right,
it's like,
right.
It's like it wants to be a dad hat, but it isn't.
It's just
I
a
like
six panel.
Theories. Theories make good snapbacks. You would know. You wear a couple of them.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
fit very
they're
nicely.
Like that.
I got a PBR hat from Tractor Supply Co. for $12. That's tight. But it's like a, I've been a bigger fan of ones that are bigger in the front, but they're not New Era where they're like a fucking dome.
Obnoxious.
I don't know. No, it's not an obnoxious thing. It's whatever the material is. It's like more cardboard or something. I don't know what it is. It's just stronger right here. Mm. This whole front part is like stiff.
That reminds me of. Oh, no, go ahead.
What? I don't know what material that would be or why.
Your dime hat is unconstructed.
Yes.
That's probably constructed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I remember Banky and I would nerd out about that for a while.
My favorite hats are the, I think you might have one of these, or Banky does. You know the Huff ones that are like, I think they're six panels, and it's like super flimsy brim and shit. I used to always wear it, has the H on it. It's super lightweight.
I never had one,
those
but
hats,
I know what you're talking about.
Those hats
about.
Are super sick because they don't like collect your sweat like these do because they're lighter, so your sweat just kind of flakes off. And then on top of it, they're super flimsy, so it's kind of cool on your head.
Yeah, would you want the unconstructed essentially for the for the life of it? Because if you get like a constructed one and it like you sit on it or something, or you leave it in your back seat, like does it?
It depends.
Fit different, you know, maybe.
It.
You ever get a hat where you're just like.
I think it comes down to, because I actually wash my hats quite often.
Oh, okay.
And some.
Do you use one of those skull things that you actually keep the shape, or you what do you do?
No, I just throw it in the washer.
I just
and then hang dry.
I like dip it like I'm doing ice cream, like sprinkles. I dip it and I just take out and I hang it on the fucking
wall. Yeah, that's it. Because if you get an unconstructed hat, sometimes it gets really floppy. And I've had a few hats like rip off of that.
If you got to wear a beanie or a hat, what are you doing?
Hat.
Oh, that's tough.
That's tough because we live in Michigan. Remember, you got to wear this hat like during the winter.
Think about this, though. You wear a hoodie. Throw the hood up. Okay. Boom.
Yeah, but that
boom.
Beanie, that beanie with the hoodie combo, baby.
Grow some hair.
If I was 20 still, I would probably go beanie. But now I'm like old. There's no way you would catch me with a beanie in the summer. I'd be sweating my fucking ass off.
No, hell no.
I already
you just do what absolutely I do and keep it above the ears. You're chilling.
No.
Yeah, it's just an extension of your hair.
You're not
doing that in July.
I like the hat better, honestly.
You're not.
If this is a would-you-rather situation.
Would you rather?
Well, why can't I just not wear a hat?
Because you die. That's the situation.
You said I can only wear one type of hat, or I have to wear a hat forever, but it has to be that.
Hats or beanies. You don't get to, or you're dead.
I can never have it off?
No,
no, you can
never
take it off. I like that,
never.
Then, yeah. Which one are you never going to take off? Hat, for sure.
I would. No, I'm just... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You would never have to wash it then.
Because if I can take it off, I just won't wear a hat this summer.
Form to your head. It's going to eventually just like...
Wear a beanie all winter. I'll be fine.
Yeah, the beanie would just become more hair. You just grow around it. If you're wearing a hat or you're wearing a beanie for like 30 years, your hair is probably just going to grow around it.
It's kind of crazy.
I don't know if it works that way.
How would that work?
Science rules.
Skate with your pants tucked behind your shoe tongue, or skate mid-dunks with the strap flapping for the rest of your days.
They're both great. What?
Well,
that's not a bad who would you rather.
You got to pick one.
One or the other?
Yeah, yeah. I mean.
Would
you rather don't have two bad things.
I'll start off.
Would you rather?
Straps are flapping.
But what if I don't have mids?
No, it's either mids or
doing the
I guess you're tucking. You got to pick one or the other.
I'm doing the non-Nike version.
I'll tuck.
I'll wear the mids with the straps popping.
Fuck it, tuck it.
Oh, you don't. With mid-top shoes, you don't do the strap. You got to leave it.
No, you
got to
leave it.
You leave it
hanging out.
Used to be so anal about my pant legs going over the tongue of my shoes that I used to take.
That's so nutty. I don't give a fuck.
I used
about
to take.
Oh, you did the rubber bands.
I did the rubber band phase, and then I also did. I took a. Oh, I'm blanking on the fucking
What's
word.
A phase you miss?
Phase I miss. Let me finish this. Nothing about that.
Yeah, sorry.
My brain's like hit my head. Boom, dying. Anyways,
answer all these questions right.
Answer all of them right now. A fucking bobby pin, basically, you know, like a safety clip. There you go. I would safety pin my pant legs to the back of the shoe tongue so that way the pants wouldn't go over. Or there's also the Freeland where you cut the side a little V so you got the little, you know what I'm talking about?
What do your hockey skates look like?
Like a bender. Broken ankles.
Full tuck everywhere?
No, I do fucking sock over the front and then I have the back pop out.
Yeah, that's cool. That's not bender.
No, but I tape the fuck out of my ankles now because I'm a bender.
Oh, that's kind of sad.
I have to. I have fucking weak ankles, dude. Fucking old.
I played twice with you. And I remember one game, it was like some green fucking shamrock looking team. and they had that one kid that was like trying everything, and then he was getting super pissed because he wasn't scoring.
Yeah, Fedorov. I remember that fucking kid.
Sure.
Yeah. There's a team that's like, you remember from the first Mighty Ducks movie, the Hawks?
Yeah.
Their jerseys were like the Hawks.
Yeah.
were that team. There's this one dude that would constantly, he like straight open ice hit a dude on our team for no reason, no puck near him, just because he was pissed off. So
yeah, it's whack.
So I slashed that dude in the back of the leg a bunch of times really fucking hard. He wouldn't square up with me because I'm fucking 6'3 and he's like 5 foot nothing. So the hamburger.
Solid 5 foot.
The hamburger.
Solid 5 foot.
I call him the hamburger. This dude comes out of nowhere and just rails me into the glass. I fucking grab him around his like head and I bring him down the ice. He falls on me. And then I could hear in the bench like somebody was just like, "You just made a fucking mistake." And I was like,
"Who do you think you are?"
And I was just yelling. The ref was like, "Fucking stop fucking punching him. I'm punching this dude." I was like, "Get the fucking hamburger off me." And the dude got pissed. He's like, "The fucking hamburger." Starts railing on me.
Dude, Miller, I was angry. A fucking angry kid when I played hockey.
Oh, I have a temper.
You and me both, bro.
A kid broke his neck. A kid on my team when I played. So I played Woodhaven my junior year after I quit the travel. I played Woodhaven House. Then I went to Brownstown House. And I quit the Woodhaven team mid through the year because the coach fucked us over and I wanted to play with my homies. So... long story short, this kid on the Woodhaven team just completely, like, you know, I used to do a little stop sign in the back of the jerseys to try to get kids to stop.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
Ooh, that reminds me of something, but go ahead.
This kid was, like, literally was, like, yelling at one of our defensemen, like, get off the ice. I got to go do something. He wanted revenge. He wanted to be vengeful.
They should have put that on the reverse retros.
Straight up fucking just blatantly just
guns at you.
Boarded the dude from behind, broke his neck. Kid never played hockey again.
Oh, I thought, Jesus.
Dude, it was traumatizing. The parents were freaking out.
Yeah, like, it's just...
kids.
He like elbowed
two which
straight.
Is the thing because he does want to hurt him, but he doesn't want to do that. He
right.
wants
yeah.
to fucking
I'm pretty
I
sure
lay
his
you out.
Direct quote was, "I'm about to fuck this dude up," but I mean
yeah, but you don't think I want to break his neck and
no,
he can't
like
play ever again.
Bertuzzi
yeah.
Him.
Yeah. You definitely want to fucking drop him so he's like out of the game, but
wanna
you don't
want to off his skates,
yeah, you don't want to
yeah.
end his
That's
career.
That's why
yeah.
I ended up quitting the team is because I literally was like, "Yo, dude, I was
this
like
this is too much."
You just as a, like you kind of yeah. encouraged that, dude. You told the defenseman to get off, put him out there. You knew what he was about to go do. He's like, "What?" He's like, "We got to fucking win." I'm like, "You just fuck." And this kid's fucking
I'll
life.
Never forget I had a coach a coach on the other team there was a coach on another team and I remember he pointed towards me because I was in like a corner by myself and he like said to somebody else kill him and I was like
that's awesome
fuck
dude, I've heard some crazy shit
because I used to be the slithery little motherfucker because I was always small so I would go across the boards and just right under your legs not like through your legs but like if you went to hit
Kenny
me
Wu.
Yeah, if you went to hit me, I would go towards your knees and go down and under.
Oh, there's nothing better than a
and then I'm gone.
Head check and flipping kids.
Yeah, I was always I had the most penalty minutes like every team I was on.
Yeah, because he would chase ever. People and hook the fuck out
yeah,
of them and trip them.
If you got on my way, I'm tripping you. Yeah. But
the worst teammate to have.
Yeah. But it was funny because like obviously you know growing up, there's only what like. Those coaches in that league, you grow up and you keep going with
yeah,
those
you
same
get the
coaches.
Same ones, yeah.
So it's like every year they just be like, oh, fucking Regish getting a fucking penalty again.
Yeah.
So that Brownstown team, I graduated high school. I don't think I'm ever
going
to play
What is
again.
That?
What do you mean?
Brownstown, I don't know.
The,
like,
it's a city in Michigan.
But that was like the travel team is what you're saying?
No, it's his house.
Oh, okay.
So it's my senior year. Like, wait, graduate. I'm done playing hockey, I think.
Time.
I get a...
just started the second.
A phone call, and my buddy's like, "Hey, we have a tournament in Alpena. You're still technically able to play house for us because, like, something I don't remember how it was, but he's like, you could play. I'm in college, freshman year, so fall 2007. They're like, can you come up here for the weekend, play for us? And I was like, so you want me as a ringer? Sure. I go there. He's like, I don't want you to do anything besides line up these three kids. He gave me numbers. And he's like, I want you to fucking open ice, just smoke these kids.
That's
tough. They're 6'3", and I'm fucking 18 years old. So
yeah, I missed that.
Kid, he's like, he literally played it out. He's like, this is their breakout on their power play. He's like, I want you to get number, like, 17. And when he gets the puck, I don't care if it's blindside. He's like, I want you to fucking smoke this dude.
Sick.
So I just give him the good old hip
that
check.
That is sick.
And I flip the kid. It was like in a movie.
Damn, head check.
Everyone's freaking out. My mom's like, what the hell? She didn't know this was, I was going out there. She's like, you were never like that. I'm like, that's the biggest fucking lie I've ever heard, mom. I'm like,
son.
But yeah, all I did was literally that whole tournament was just hitting kids. And it was kind of fun. It made me regret not doing more of that when I was playing like
right, yeah.
in house and even travel.
Well, because I generally think my favorite form of hockey is pond hockey now.
Steve wouldn't last.
I know, that's the...
It depends, though, because...
It just registered in my brain. Sorry,
yeah, so you can play in 20-degree weather, and you think that sucks.
I might just go get a second thermal.
No. So what I do, is I wear thermal pants, and then, like, Dickies or something like that.
Dude.
And then I put sweatpants on.
You know what I discovered?
So I have three pairs of pants, and then I wear a Nike thermal shirt. Okay. I put a t-shirt over that, then a hoodie, then a jersey.
No, get this, dude.
I have a face mask that goes everywhere but my eyes, and then I put a beanie on that, and then the hoodie over. And then I have gloves.
You start sweating. Yeah,
and then I have two, like, soft gloves inside my hockey gloves, and I'm too hot.
DeWalt makes jackets.
Jesus Christ.
That are powered. In each pocket is, like, a 60-volt battery that you have to, like, have in the pocket.
To
and
heat
it's
it?
Heated. Yeah, it's a heated jacket.
I remember that probably around, like, 2014 or so, I remember one of my buddies had a heated hoodie.
That's so crazy.
It was, like, a liner inside that was, like, heated up.
Remember the hoodie we had that had the speakers in the hood?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I was just going to say the headphone hoodie.
Or actual... Yeah, but there was ones that had, like, a sleeve hole you could go all the way down and put your headphone through, too.
I remember the little strings that you would, you know, tie...
No, he's talking about the ones that had the speaker in the fucking...
speakers were in the hood.
Oh. Yeah.
So you pull up, and then there'd just be speakers here. And then there's in the actual pockets where you'd, like, put your MP3 player.
MP3 player.
Yeah.
Would you rather have balls permanently stuck to your leg or permanent swamp ass?
Stuck to my leg.
Stuck to my leg.
Swamp ass can chafe.
Swamp ass is terrible.
Damn, I just had to readjust there.
I just remember walking throughout New York and my ass was sweating the entire time.
Yeah, swamp ass. Yeah, like, it just starts getting itchy.
Yeah.
Remember the clip at the slap spot? It was dark. I do the Nolly Crook and the backside flip Manny. Dude, my ass was just, you can see in the clip because I'm wearing tan pants. It looks like I pissed out of my ass all night.
Dude, I had some crazy swamp ass in Toronto because I wasn't skating. So I was just literally pushing and walking around for nothing.
How do you guys feel about those, the fucking, like, see-through colored CCM helmets or whatever the fuck they were? The, like, blue helmets that were, like, kind
of
like...
Oh, it was like the back of a Mac computer.
It was like a game... Yeah, like a game...
yeah.
Like a Game Boy Color, you
Those
know,
were
you
so
could,
stupid, dude. Yeah. The same thing with, like, the silver helmet.
I think I like them now.
No.
No.
I think I like them now more than I did.
Stop it. Yeah. No.
I think I'd get one.
It's the same thing as whenever a kid had white skates. That shit was super
just like
dumb.
Just like the Vegas doorknobs, dude. I'd buy one.
I like to pretend.
Dude, they look so bad, dude.
I can imagine.
No, you'll see here in a second,
like,
dude.
Like when the Nintendo 64 did that shit.
I love dumb.
The controllers.
Yeah, the whole transparent era.
I didn't want to see that shit.
These are so fucking stupid, dude. It's unreal.
That's why I like them, because they're so dumb.
They are terrible.
Awful. That's awesome.
God damn it. I would have drop kicked that. I would have punted that off. Nope.
You heard this?
That's good. That's good.
That was good.
Do you prefer home or away jerseys?
Home.
Well, home for sure.
I don't like
Capitals away jersey.
I don't like that home is white now. Or no, that it isn't white now.
It's the other way around.
Yeah.
But it was never that way.
What are you talking about?
They changed it.
They've changed it a lot, though.
When I quit.
They've changed it a lot, though.
2004 or 5, yeah, after the lockout.
It was 2006, because you'll notice.
The lockout.
Yes. And that's when the new contracts came out. And then you'll notice because 2006 is when Carolina won, and they won in their home jerseys, which is the red ones.
What's the reasoning behind that? You think there's a reason?
Contract thing somewhere.
Marketing, politics.
Nah, it's probably a money thing.
Because there's more dominant coloring usually on the ways, so the home dominant.
Yeah, I don't know. Because the owner, I mean,
usually a lot of away jerseys, it's either like all white, black, or just...
Or you're Nashville and they're fucking yellow.
If you think of others, subtle. Like, if you think of like basketball, basketball away is the light color. In the NFL, I don't know.
Oh.
NFL it's about the same. Like,
do you think that's what it was?
What did I say about basketball?
Connection of sports.
White was away. No, white is home, sorry. In the NBA, the lighter color is the home jersey.
NFL had a cool series, at least for the Lions, like many years back, where their away jerseys were black.
Yeah.
Black on blue.
Yeah.
Those were cool.
Yeah.
Would you rather spend the rest of your life in a country music video or a rap music video?
Oh, rap music, what the fuck?
Country. No, I'm doing rap, because country can also just be fucking heartbreaking and just emotional.
Yeah.
All right, I will say.
I want to relax sometimes.
Remember when the hoedown
My girl left me, and I got to get in my truck and get a beer, because I don't know what I've got to do.
But I can either relax.
I'm fucking bitches and hoes in my...
Everything's bigger in Texas.
All your exes live there. Why go there?
Remember
that is a great question. I don't know why you're looking at me like
free?
I said it, but
anyone? No. Okay, never mind.
I remember the hoedown being a big.
It was at the Orville. It was at
Minnesota. Minnesota. Yeah. Please
do it
for
Corey?
Me.
Raps.
Hey.
Yeah, but I think
you mean
about,
I can
like,
hang out with Megan Stallion's a fucking ass, or well, I can just hang out with Dierks Bentley on his fucking yard.
Yeah,
fucking
true.
Megan
yeah,
all day long.
Yeah.
You stay over at somebody's house, oh, and you wake up and realize you pissed in their bed.
Joel Schoner.
Do you sneak out or tell them?
Sneak the fuck out.
Sneak yeah, out.
Instantly.
Depends. Sneak out.
Who is it? Who can you tell me who it is?
No. No.
No.
Did you say, did it just say, time, did it say someone's yeah, house or your friend's
it's
house?
It's just someone's.
Someone's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys ever think about the phrase, make yourself at home?
That could be rough because what if make
they don't,
yourself
they don't
at home
mean
is
it,
you jerk think, off in the middle of cut this out.
Yeah, they don't well, mean that. No, don't cut it out. That I mean,
no,
it,
no,
that's
no,
in for good.
I think no, about think about you at home. I think about me just like in my underwear, fucking scratching my nuts, like that's watching TV, just got the Apple remote going. Like, okay, you want me to be in your living room fucking
that's
just
what I'm
like,
saying.
I'm yeah, taking my shoes and pants off, baby. You want me to make myself at home?
You don't sit in the living room with your pants off, do you?
Oh, that's even worse. I need a room. Where's your room? Can I go in?
That's what I mean.
I need a room
so just
somewhere,
go in next time. Andrew says, "Hey, make yourself at home. Go in his room and
fuck." I was thinking of saying Dave's name too. Like, so you're gonna go to Dave's house and just like get butt ass naked and just
well, that
like,
kind of sucks because they're nice to be like, okay, you
know. No, he'd be like, "What you doing, buddy?"
Yeah.
Hey, bud.
He would be bummed on it.
Bud.
Bud, what you doing?
Handle
in there?
It, bud.
Yeah, I don't know. That phrase itself is kind of like kind of funny to me though. Make yourself at home.
Oh, look at
all right. Here we go.
Line her up.
Would you rather have a rewind button or a pause button for your life?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to go with rewind.
Rewind? Can we get to 1 year in particular, please?
Pause.
Oh.
I don't want to relive shit anymore. I want to pause and just get the fuck out of the situation and play.
What does rewind do?
Run back turbo.
2017.
But can it, do you have the control to, you know, fucking butterfly effect it where, like, if you rewind it, you can change it?
No. You just go back.
No. You just relive it.
If you just miss
you relive
something.
It so you could go, all right, I got in a crash. You could relive it. It's not butterfly effect because you can't change. You couldn't be like, well.
It doesn't
if,
change. Okay, yeah, yeah.
No, you I understand that. You can be prepared for shit.
You know what? 2018 was more
but
fun
you can't go, okay, she broke my heart. So if I say this one thing, she won't do it. But it's, you can be
but
like.
Even if it's like a
well,
positive
I got in a car,
thing.
You'd be like, well, I got in a car accident, so let me go back up and I'll take Merriman instead.
But it could be. Yeah, yeah, you can't do that is what I'm saying, right?
No, you can do that, but you can't change, like...
So then my next question... So you can't change anything. So even if you pause it, you can't just be like...
It's better just to say...
I can't pause me almost crashing with Mike last night and be like...
Wait, do I... If I pause, can I still move?
No, you're paused.
No, you're paused.
Oh, I'm going to rewind shit. Fuck that.
Yeah,
it's taking
yeah,
me back.
I think I'm going to rewind, too.
I took it
I need
as
some parameters.
Because if I can pause, I want to pause and be like, this conversation fucking sucks, and just bail and then press play somewhere else. And then
no, you can't do that. No, you just pause, no. And you're living it. You can't look that's around. This ain't Click. This ain't the movie Click.
What's the point of pausing, then, if I can't experience the pause?
That's
you know
a good
what I mean?
Question.
Not, I don't know.
If I can't be like, what the fuck? Then...
maybe.
What's the point of the pause? I got to at least experience something out of the pause.
Think about it, right? The tech pause, I call it.
You don't, though.
People literally, when you're, like, me, on your phone, like, you don't pay attention to anything. You're kind of paused, and then
you
kind of wake
up.
And then you pay back, like, you snap back, and you're like, oh, shit, I'm not the only one. There are many people that
I know,
pause
I'm just,
to.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's like a real life pause.
But think about the actual pause and rewind function. Are you looking at this? This is just the
yeah. What is that? Yeah, okay,
I have to like. It's the clip for this.
Let me see the hammer
for the mic.
Sick,
but if you think about the actual like sinker.
Off.
Too bad it's freezing outside because I would definitely play.
You want to turn that off?
No. Dan basically said like, hey, send this to him or whatever, and I was like, that's fine. Like, okay, yeah, sure. Like, maybe you know, maybe Bones will be like, hey, do you want to like. Send us some more of him and just like I thought maybe in a fucking dream scenario you shoot for Bones now that'd be cool that was my fucking
I mean if you keep
out of the
well,
atmosphere
well I mean
out
have
of the atmosphere
your,
fucking guess
you have your foot in the door now
yeah and then he goes whatever I was like so like he's like can I have this specific photo I was like what are you gonna use it for and he's like Thrasher I was like oh, okay cool and Dad was like are you gonna get paid for it I was like no he's like you're gonna get your name out I was like probably not and I didn't give a fuck because now I can be like, this is my photo in Thrasher. I'll show you the file. I'll show you what I took, blah, 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 if anyone ever asks.
It's your starting point.
Yeah, man. And then he emails me one day and says, like, can you fill out a W-9? I was like, all right, cool. And I get the check in the mail, and I was like, all right. You know, I get like $20, like $100. I don't know how a photo works. Never been printed in anything. I've been printing shit that's like for exposure.
Yeah, it's a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I opened it up. I was like, holy fuck, $36,000. It was insane. And I thought, like Bones has this kind of money? What the fuck, dude?
This guy just bought a house.
Yeah, honestly, I put it straight straight in the savings, dude.
Holy shit.
But no, dude, I thought to myself, like, I've never gotten paid for photo unless it's like a stupid wedding or some shit.
Right.
And now I'm making the big bucks.
But that's what I was trying to say.
It's the opposite of like you go in knowing, okay, I'm gonna make a certain amount of money, I have to like kind of perform. Mm-hmm. Whereas this, I was just like, yep, I'll give you a photo, Dan, like hell yeah. And then I get that check. I was like, wait, wow.
You know what? I love you guys.
Jesus Christ.
I love you, Steve.
I mean it. I truly mean it, you know? Yeah. You should tell your friend you guys are, you're in my inner circle.
How many times have I said that if you need to know what camera came out and what year and what fucking metal it had, then he knows it.
Corey, because he knew from Justin Broadway. Shout out Justin
Broadway. Oh, really? Broadway, man. Oh, my God.
I'll just never forget it working with you at Westmore, and I'd be like, standing in like the front room or whatever, and you would just be like talking to somebody. You'd be like, yeah, this actually happened in like 1974. This came out. I'm like, how the fuck do you know that?
Dude, meaningless knowledge. Yeah.
But it's not. Sure. That shit sells.
Meaningless, I mean, yeah. Wood toy banter. Whatever.
That shit sells,
useless,
man.
Wooden toy banter. Right? Yeah.
Speaking of friendship, you know, and just like knowing people and all those good connections and stuff, do you want to like, you know, give a shout out to Donnie for introducing you to Call of Duty, or
dude, that's the biggest fucking joke.
No, Adam, I would say Donnie, he made you hooked.
I remember
being
is he better than
in
you?
Cooper's
no, not anymore.
Cooper's mom's house upstairs.
Probably a long time ago.
Donnie playing Call of Duty, and you were like, okay, I'll get in on this.
Well, here's the thing, right? So
and
I played
you
Call of Duty.
Took it for
here's
storm.
The thing, right?
I played Call of Duty, right?
Like, my friends love playing with you because of how mad you get.
I bet it's fucking great.
Yeah, my friends are always like, oh, Adam's in, so he's going to get really pissed. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, he'll say your dog shit 18 times in a row.
Got to make that point proven. But so I played it, but I was never like a dick. Like, Donnie had, when Modern Warfare 2 came out in 2009, like, we didn't see Donnie. He disappeared. He legit was only playing Call
of Duty.
Oh,
yeah, no, he was hardcore into it.
Well, the streets closed, and I was like, well, fuck, like, damn. Like, and then Rough Riders 3 dropped, and I was like, well, is that the end of Street Skateboarding? I was just, because Jeremy, I felt like maybe, I don't know if he was, like, wanting to make another video. So I was just like, you know what? I need something to do. And then it hit me. I was like, my brother has a 360 he never uses. I was like, I'm going to start playing Call of Duty all this fucking time. And then it just got, like, it went from being, like, I was just doing it to kill time, because I was like, whatever, to, like, oh, the streets closed. Oh, skateboarding sucks right now. I'm just going to play a bunch of Call of Duty. And then I moved in with Jeremy, got Best Buy credit card, Xbox One.
Oh, man.
Met a bunch of kids like online that
I put myself in a little bit of debt
I'll
here.
Probably never meet. That should have been paid off.
I finally got a credit card.
Yeah, no, it became like, I don't know, like an
congrats,
actual
congrats, dude.
I just remember sitting in
my mom,
Cooper's
mom
room.
Comes in the room. She's like, yeah. Congrats on getting old. I was like, oh, okay, thanks.
I just remember sitting in Cooper's room. I
think I ever would, huh?
Donnie was playing, and you were up there just sitting in the bed watching him, and he was just like, you ain't shit. And then you got into
that,
it.
Yeah.
You were just like,
you think if Donnie,
is,
no, yeah,
I'm going shit.
You think
I'm
if Donnie
this.
Not talking shit would propel him into what he is?
Donnie's shit talking will get you.
I think
to
it
do
was
something.
Yeah, Donnie's shit
Donnie's
talking.
Donnie's shit talk is pretty much
create a monster.
Shape you.
Yeah.
As but I am out here to say right now that I would whoop his ass. Now, he'll go, oh, he beat me in a 1v1.
You guys play still?
Yeah, we do. Okay. He actually texted me the other day and was like, you me playing? And I was just like.
Who do you play with normally? Who's your go-to squad?
Hale used to be my dude. We used to be a duo, and then he just like.
Oh, I would love
anymore.
To see him. Does he get mad?
Dude, yeah, he rages way too
I
much.
I love
like, he
that.
He rages hard. Like, he rages like as in he gets off the game rage.
Rage
like, I rage where I am like,
oh,
fucking dog
close
shit.
The door.
Talk shit to the
close
kid.
Close the door.
Whatever.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
He does what now?
I'm like, still a little in the closet.
That's wrong. That was wrong. That was a good wrong,
yeah.
Though. We'll
Mike's
we'll get there.
Still in the closet. Yeah.
It's the all orange right. One. I just, God, it's so, that's bank 3?
You can design that the way you want, Alex.
I need to.
Yeah.
It was there in my mind.
But late.
There it is.
lately. James Draft.
Yeah.
If you also need anything from Gucci in Chicago,
yeah, that's
he's
true.
Your man.
Yeah.
Yep.
So back to the kids, my group I play with, James.
Yeah.
Hail if he's ever on, but I play with a kid that Mike knows. His name's Sap. His real name is Stephen Larden, but his name's Sap. I found out that he apparently doesn't know his real parents. He was adopted by two gay dudes, so he has two gay dads. He moved out.
Okay.
He lives over in like the Woodhaven. He lives by where Carly lives.
It's not funny. I just not expect that shit.
Yeah. But I met him the other day in real life for the first time, and I was like, oh, it makes sense. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you play with somebody for years online, and then you meet him in real life, and you're like, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
He's one of those types. Hmm. Honestly, the kids I play with the most, and the funny story is like it's a bunch of kids that went to the school I student taught at while I was student teaching. Two of them, one of them for sure, was in one of my classes. That's hilarious. The kid attention. He found me on Twitter last year during the pandemic when Modern Warfare, the new one, was out.
Mm.
He messaged me on Twitter or wherever. He's just like, hey, he's like, you still play Call of Duty? And I'm like, who are you? He's just like, oh, my name it's Chris. You gave me a detention in high school. And I was like,
that's sick.
What? And so he's like, you should run with us sometime. And I was like,
the fact that he recruited your ass is hilarious.
I was like,
run with us.
I was just like, I mean, I really don't have anybody to play with because Mike always bailed because Mike was rage quitting. And I'm just like, sure. So I started playing with those kids. And like now, like I hang out with those kids in real life, which is kind of funny. We went to the bar a couple weeks ago.
How old are they?
They're like 24.
So no, that's not that bad.
Carly's 6 years, what? So they're like 8 years younger than me. Yeah.
I was just picturing Mike rage quitting.
Because me and my buddies, we only play like hardcore.
But like I've seen him get mad skating, you know, and I kind of like mold my vision around that.
I just picture or like hear the Thornberries. Yell that he has, and then just
damn, that's
like,
a good drop. That's why we got to get that drop.
Yeah. Mike Hale left the chat.
I'll make a drop out of that. Yeah. I'll make a drop out of that of Mike doing it because I have a clip of him actually doing it.
He'll like get really mad, just like kind of like it's like the Thornberries, but it's like audible. You know,
I
what
hear
he's
fuck
saying.
Like a very loud fuck.
He'll be like, fuck, dude.
Yeah.
And then I always say something to him. I'm like, Mike, it's not that deep, and he just like silence, and then Mike. Maximizer has left the chat. Maximizer has left the game.
That's his name?
It's Maximizer.
You know about you know about Alex's friend Corey leaving chats?
Yeah, so he would be a big fan of just leaving the game. He would just get off. So
we'd be like in Grand Theft Auto, the worst.
So we'd be like in Grand Theft Auto and you have to have four people to
do
a
heist. And the whole setup of like starting a heist is annoying.
The whole setup is annoying, but the whole heist is usually fucking long. So if anyone leaves,
you can't
it
do
cancels
it anymore.
You have to have four. So there'd be times where like fucking really close to finishing it.
We fuck up like 20 times in a row, but
Yeah, but we got it and we're like, okay, so like you can feel when the next like three is it.
And he just leaves.
And it would just kind of freeze for a second. You'd be like, oh, fuck no. And then
Sudsman left the party.
And he would just, oh, and you're just, oh my God, dude. Like it PTSD. It fucking hurts just thinking about it.
It happened so many times that Alex actually has a shirt that he made.
Yeah, I made a hoodie that you can buy. Yeah. We should put that on the screen. Yeah. But yeah, he's a big fan of just like when shit's not going his way, he doesn't tell you.
He just leaves the message.
He just turns his Xbox off. You don't know what's happening until it's happened. You're like,
it's literally just that notification, like the Xbox sign is like, Sudsman left.
Everyone loved your comment in New York.
Oh.
When you said it's crazy seeing him in a place where he's crazy seeing him he's not in a 5 mile radius where he can go home when he wants to leave.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't leave New York.
Yeah. He can't go. Yeah, wherever you guys are going, he can't leave.
And the funny thing was,
if you guys
I don't care if this hurts this feeling, but me and Jordan were the two that were figuring out the subway, which I think I have down now. You get on a subway, you need to know which line you got to get on. It's like, let's say you're going to go to Barclays Center. That's either the 5 or the 2, I believe. There's like a red one and a green one. So you get on it, but you have to make sure you get on and the last name of it is the direction it ends up in.
Yeah.
So you would get on like St. Edgar's or some shit.
It's like kind of like Chicago.
Which is
too.
The
it's
end.
Kinda like that.
Or you would get on, I don't know, Matthews, just for example. One of them is which way. So you need to get on the right one. Otherwise, you're going the wrong way.
Yeah.
So that was like one thing we learned. And Corey did not like, I mean, Corey did to an extent, but he did not study or learn that at all. So if he was out there by himself, he would have to rely on his phone and hopefully not fuck up.
Yeesh.
But there was one time him and I got on it, picked the wrong way, and it's an express, which means it doesn't hit every stop as normal.
Didn't we do that in Chicago?
So you can go way too far.
Didn't we kind of
have to come all the way back?
Yeah, didn't we kind of fuck that up in Chicago that one time?
Maybe. Are there even really that many subways in Chicago, though?
No, but I mean, it was enough where we were like, I think we're going the wrong way. And we had to, because we were on the right way.
Oh, I got to figure it out now. Because it brought back so many memories from Paris, too.
Yeah.
Because Paris, you have to use the metro, which is like the same thing.
Are there Call of Duty questions you want to run my way while we're on the topic?
Yeah, what do you actually play?
Who's the rest on your lineup? We got Mike. All right,
I got one.
What do you actually
play? I got one.
We'll call him the Carlson Real Lifes.
What do you actually play?
What do you mean?
What modes?
Oh, you should know this already.
I don't, because I don't care.
You know, Corey. What's my go-to? What's my bread and butter?
Domination?
You know. Oh,
Headquarters.
No.
You're a capture the flag type
what
guy,
the
right?
I thought you were
it's
my
crazy
friend.
How much I don't know.
I said domination. No.
You should know, because you always compare it to fucking CSGO.
I said dom.
I literally don't know shit. I play Grand Theft Auto and Skate
Search
3.
Search and Destroy.
PGA.
Really?
Search what? And Destroy.
That's my fucking goat, but I play hardcore, though.
Dude, I am...
I play Minecraft.
You hate hardcore, though, I thought.
I fucking hate hardcore, but yeah. I play Search.
All right, I got one for you.
Hardcore Search and Destroy is my fucking...
It's lame as fuck. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Why? It's all about reaction. It's all about reaction time.
So a dude laying prone in the game with just looking down an ACOG scope with just a little sliver, and then you don't get a kill camera, nothing for calls. It's the worst. Hardcore,
but I understand that, but
worst.
That's not who I am.
Mm. Can you turn the camera off or the map off?
What do you mean?
I don't know shit about fuck.
Like
don't listen to me.
Yeah, hardcore.
Corey's got a better question.
So if you're in hardcore, it takes everything off the screen.
Oh, it does?
You literally don't have a mini map. You don't see a kill cam.
And if someone kills you, you don't know where it came from.
I've never played Call of Duty in my life.
Mm. Yeah, don't start.
Hey, Adam. Chi-com or FAL?
FAL.
That's a riveting question.
Yeah. FAL for sure.
I mean, if you really want to be M8, dude, what are you talking about?
Damn, for
no, you got to pick one or the other.
M8.
One or the other.
I told you the FAL, but in Black Ops 2, it's the M8 and the MSMC. That's
well, that's not an option.
I'm picking. Yeah. I'm picking ACOG camo.
Gives you two, and he goes and picks
FAL.
Two more.
Yeah,
ACOG is a scope, not a camo. What the?
I'm picking.
So you're going
I'm picking
FAL.
ACOG camo.
FAL, yes.
All right.
Trigger finger. But Black Ops 2, best overall Call of Duty. Search and Destroy.
Oh yeah,
why?
By far.
Why?
By fucking far. Dude, the story mode was incredible. If that, I mean, if he doesn't care, I don't care.
I don't
but
play the campaign. So
campaign was fucking incredible.
Zombies were actually okay.
Campaign
I
was
zombies.
Good.
All the
yeah.
maps were sick. I bought all of the
DLCs.
Yeah. For
the
zombies
were
and
good
maps.
For the guns.
No? Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know. It just.
Should I play that then? For the story mode? I love a story mode.
Love
a
good.
I have a couple story mode games.
One of the best ones is Infinite Warfare. That's a
go,
good game.
Go. When you have time.
I miss Tom Clancy's Splinter Cell.
When you have time, go play Control. I just finished it. It's a...
I bought all the Far Cries for like $5.
You can play... Go play Control. Yeah, no, I did the same thing.
Game mode in Call of Duty?
No. Control is like a... It's a...
Is it spelled without vowels?
No.
I don't know. I don't know why I envisioned that.
That's a drink.
It's just
Control.
It's just Control. Like the word.
I don't know why I envisioned
that. So you go... It's a...
CMTRL.
It's very like Stranger Things type. But it's like you're just dropped into it, and you have to figure out what it's called. You're in the Federal Bureau of Control.
You're dropped into it like Warzone?
No. You're dropped into the middle of the game and not knowing what the fuck's going on. That's how it works.
It's crazy how much like video game knowledge I don't have. In my whole life,
literally means starting it without a tutorial.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. Okay. I got one for Steve.
Yeah.
Favorite Tomb Raider.
Ooh.
Yeah,
dude. That's because I said that Control is a lot like Tomb Raider in the sense that it's the same thing. It's just a different makeup, basically. That's why I suggested it. It's hard as fuck too.
The first of the new. There's like a new trilogy. I can't remember what it's called.
Are the Tomb Raiders hard? The newer ones?
No, and that's why. But it has a really good story. I love a good story.
Then you wouldn't like Control.
Was it Rise?
Rise of the Tomb Raider? Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe. Because they're Shadow. Rise.
Shadow's the most recent one, I think. They're all good. That whole like series. You asked me to pick one.
Because Control, the story is one of those. I've been getting more into stories that you have to do certain missions that are outside of the main thing to figure shit out that makes sense later.
Mm.
I've been a big fan of that.
You know what I miss is Mafia. That was a good one.
Quantum Break. So if you go and get
you ever play those. You didn't play Mafia. Any of the Mafia games?
Were they Xbox
you're
only?
Anti-story, huh?
I the only story games I ever played were
Grand Theft Auto?
No, Resident Evil.
You've never played any Grand Theft Auto story?
I played Grand Theft Auto, don't get me wrong. But
you play 5?
I played Vice City in 3.
No.
That's gnarly.
You never played San Andreas?
I feel like you have to play those.
San Andreas and 5 were iconic.
Yeah.
No, I literally
did nothing until I beat 5. The
same
story mode.
Same, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked Vice City. I liked the vibes of Vice
Quantum,
City. You know,
dude, you would really like Quantum Break. I remember, it's funny because in like 2016, I got it off of Gamefly where they would still mail you shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So I got it off of that and I never played it. And then I canceled the subscription. So I had to mail it back. Yeah,
that whole process is gnarly.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Even Netflix started that way.
That's so now Game Pass is really cool because you can do a trial for like $1 for like a month.
Yeah, I've been wondering.
And then
about
it's like $10 a month,
but
and
I don't
you
play enough.
But if everything, yeah, but you might because everything's on it, and you can download whatever you fucking want, so you get more story modes.
You gotta pee again. Oh yeah.
So, Quantum Break and Control are both Quantum Break and Control are both Game Pass games that I download for free. If I ever get rid of Game Pass, I can't play it anymore. But nonetheless,
so it's just another dollar on your gold or whatever.
It's like 10 a month. But if you get like the 15 a month or whatever, gold is included.
My gold actually just ended yesterday.
Yeah, so you could do gold for 15 a month, which includes Game Pass. But what I'm getting at is you'll just try shit out. So I tried Quantum Break, and I'll cut to the chase. But this is a game where you have decisions. So you have one moment where you have two options.
See, I'm already in.
But listen, you have two options, right?
Yeah.
You press the right trigger, the left trigger, and it'll show you how the option would play out.
Yeah.
And what the outcome would be. Once you pick that and you finish the act, then it goes to a whole cutscene, which is a 30-minute live-action episode that is acted out based on what you chose.
Mm. Mm.
So they actually have full-blown actors that look just like the characters in the game who are the actual same people.
Yeah, see, that's sick.
And
I don't know if it's just the filmer in me.
So you'll finish an act, right?
Where
then you'll sit and,
like
and then
story.
You'll see a whole live action show for 30 minutes and just watch what the fuck you chose to do.
Fucking Goosebumps, choose your stories.
Yeah, exactly. Shit. And Control
is patient for that shit. That's why Call of Duty.
Control is the same
fine.
Way.
And that's fine because
Control
I know
is the same way because it's like extraterrestrial bullshit.
Yeah.
But you have to go into a room and find some collectible that will then tell you like, oh, this makes sense with why you were doing this.
Right.
Which is cool because then it's like a Netflix series, but not as.
Yeah,
you have to focus in more.
See, now I understand that in the sense of there's definitely those.
I'm sorry, that was a lot, but
no, that's fine. And there's definitely those two type of avenues that you can go down is like the story mode and like the whether you're a fucking streamer and you just want to do multiplayer all the time, like because the PGA Chip Derby or whatever the fuck it's called.
Divot Derby, yeah.
Yeah, Divot Derby. Like
I love that shit.
Yeah, I played that for like an hour and I was like, oh, this is fun. But doing that, like doing Call of Duty where you're like literally it's the same thing for fucking 7 hours where it's literally just like the same type of thing.
Yeah, I do like diving back into something that I've like invested in terms of like a story. But I mean, honestly,
But like to go back to the Tomb Raider games.
The Call of Duty story modes are sick.
I love the Tomb Raider games so much because it's like an open world story mode type
It's like that. The thing about Tomb Raider that I always liked is that it's one of those.
Lara Croft.
Well.
Yes. Yeah.
Whether she's 8-bit or.
I had to say it. Sorry.
64
fucking
bit.
Smoke, yeah.
Yeah. That and that it was one of those adventure games. That wasn't like Zelda or something, where it was almost more like cartoonish.
Mm. More realistic.
Almost a little more realistic.
A little more
maybe
immersive,
it was a little more gruesome because you were killing stuff.
Yep. Yep.
That's why Resident Evil's sick.
Yeah.
Hey, Resident Evil's a good,
It kind of had all those elements where it was like there were parts in those games that I remember from my childhood where it was like, holy shit, this is intense. Like,
yeah.
I'm actually freaked out.
She's just walking around with a gun, you know? Like,
yeah.
Because I guess with story modes, I'm much more into figuring stuff out.
Yeah,
but
100%.
That's exactly it with Tomb Raider, is that there were parts of all of those games that I was so hung up on because there was something I missed, like three rooms back.
Yep. Yeah.
Sometimes you couldn't even get to because you already passed this point where you can't go back. So it's like you really had to sit there and,
it's a puzzle.
It out. Yeah.
Whereas multiplayer, like you got to do the same thing the amount of times.
Team deathmatch. Get the kills. Yeah. Team deathmatch.
Same thing.
Multiplayer,
every now and
though, is a little bit more just like.
It's a different.
Just more competing.
It's a different end goal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They both work in their sense.
I honestly
it's,
go into it now just to talk shit to kids.
I got one for you, Adam.
Yeah.
Nuketown?
It's nope.
Or
already.
Hijack?
Hijacked all day. Nuketown is literally right. The absolute.
I would say hijacked because Nuketown's just been done over and over and over.
Nuketown's the worst. I don't care if it's the first time or the last time. The fucking map's dog shit.
That first time they did it?
Hopey.
How does esports work? How do you like get into that? How do you get sponsored?
I have no
idea. It used to be when I first came up, like when I was playing early on. So this is pre-Donnie, right? Here's pre-Donnie.
When I first came up, because to my pro career,
when I got flowed by Treyarch.
Yeah, right.
My first board was a lot like this.
So GBs. Which
so I remember
game
in
battles.
My driveway, I found a controller.
It all stemmed from
that. It was weird. It was glowing, and I didn't know why. And then it just zapped me. And
it matched my transparent CCM helmet.
Oh, God. Fuck that. So game battles, for example.
You mean iTech?
Like a premier online site, and you go there, and they have
ladders. Oh, is that what game battles was? Yeah. I always hear. I would hear that, but I would never know what that meant.
It's just you go there, and you post, like, your team. You put a team together, and then you post a match on a ladder, and some other team can take it, and we always do search and destroy.
Okay.
So we would do 4v4, 3v3, or 2v2, S&D. Game battles, there's sites like that. There's UMG was around, CMG, which is Checkmate Gaming. Basically, you could...
What's UMG?
UMG, United Major Gaming, I think is what it's called. Another site. But you used to, like, that was...
Oh, so you'd go through a site.
And do wagers. You link your PayPal, and then you would say, like, I'm going to post a $50 4v4
That's
S&D.
That's crazy.
Oh, I remember
does
when
like,
we were heavy into
is
that.
This like,
I did a lot of that during Ghost.
Is this like super like Call of Duty? Or is it like
other
games like
too.
Halo players?
Gears will do it. Halo, there's fucking...
Probably like League of Legends
NHL
or some shit.
Halo,
probably
Halo on dude.
Yeah.
Dude. Oh, my God.
Chell's on there. Like, Madden's
NHL
on there.
NHL is...
That was like the first like multiplayer
you think
that I was into.
Kids laying down
first
with an like, ACOG like
RPG
in hardcore Search and Destroy is a problem. NHL is the slimiest kids on fucking planet Earth. They are the worst people ever.
Oh, NHL.
There's
like,
an
there
NBA
are kids.
Name.
There are kids that know they're up by one with 2 minutes left, so they'll take the puck and hide behind their goalie and let you just chase them and go behind the goalie. Chase them. Go behind. They will not play the game.
Wow.
They will not play the game for 3 minutes because they know they're up by one.
That's why I hate sports games. I hate sports
2K.
games.
You're dealing with 14-year-olds that are the slimiest, just
unless we're playing
douchebags
like,
of all time.
Unless we're playing Angel Heads, NBA fucking Jam, or
NBA,
you know,
2K
NBA Street or whatever
has
the
a
fuck.
League.
Like
The actual NBA teams.
So how is this?
Teams
how is this legal?
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, how is it legal? How's it legal? What do you mean?
Like through this site, you're just playing this game.
What? Yeah. Like sport betting.
Yeah.
Via game.
But you're just playing the game instead of betting on other people. You're betting on yourself. I put a $30 wager out there. I'm a 4v4 S&D.
Yeah.
If we win, $30. If not,
boom. Yeah. But like, how long have you been doing that?
Talking about
when did you start doing it? When did this start?
It's not sports betting.
Really
this site. It's not sports betting.
Game Battles has been around since 2007-6.
I just don't know the. I don't know the legality
I was doing
of it. I guess
for the
I don't know.
Ghost and AW.
I'm genuinely curious. I'm sorry.
You can pay for a premium membership, which gives you like some benefits. So a lot of people get premium. Membership.
It would be a lot like you going, I'm going to bet $30 I can win this game and NHL hits.
Yeah, but through you and
to
me
wager,
in my room,
to wager,
like,
you
what's this site? How
wager,
is this site allowed
to
do
have
this?
Have a premium, so you pay them $30 for your subscription, and they get money from that. A lot of people go there and use that because they want to wager their money.
Okay.
Those days are long gone. I don't have a consistent squad, but during Ghosts, so when the streets closed, that's kind of what I was doing a lot of.
Well, you can't just like play by yourself.
I mean, I can. You can do 1v1s, but 1v1s are the worse than Call of Duty. It's like,
oh, you can't.
That's where
miserable.
Call of Duty timing comes
from. But you
from.
Can't, like, join
oh
something
my God, yeah.
like, through that.
For real. Me, man.
COD timing is the worst thing of all time.
No,
what do you mean?
It's timing. When you're looking down one hallway, and then you decide to look down this hallway, and you die from that hallway.
It's just like, yeah, you were just pre-aiming, like, a corner, and you literally, for, like, a split second.
You're far away, sorry.
Yeah, for a split second, you're looking one way, and then you, like,
you decide to just turn.
Yep.
And it, from the same the way you were initially looking, you're like, God damn it, dude.
Oh yeah.
What's other Call of Duty timings that like work out that way? Oh, when you plant a bomb in S&D?
I think it's when the second you fucking want to throw a grenade, now you're vulnerable.
Yep. Oh, I get killed throwing grenades all the time.
All the time.
I spam in post.
You're like, oh, there's no one around, so I'll just huck one, then you're like, oh, and then you die.
Or reloading, like you decide to hit that reload and then
The classic, you're like maybe one on one in Search and Destroy and you're about to shoot somebody and then you run out of ammo. Because you didn't realize you had like 3 bullets left, and then you die because of that. When you clearly were going to kill the kid, because you did it well before he even came around.
Yeah.
But because you ran out, now he can kill you, and you're like, "Fuck, no, that's the shit that makes you want to drink bleach." that shit is brutal, man.
Yeah. I always thought about it when you were trying to lay down. If somebody was shooting at you.
Getting prone blocked is the fucking worst.
Oh, when my God.
Try,
yeah.
When you try to get behind
something. And then you can't move.
Yep. And then you
prone
just.
Prone block.
Energy sword.
I got super pissed the other day. Cause
no,
I was like,
fuck you. Gravity hammer, dog. Gravity hammer. Yeah. Fuck
God
you.
Damn it.
You know what you need to do? Do you have the Master Chief collection?
I do.
Me, Corey, and Kyle have been playing the story modes together like crazy. We just get absolutely ripped and just play the story modes.
The sickest thing about
so it'd be
that
the four
game?
Of us dropping into Halo 4, just fucking blasted, and then we would go and try to beat the game.
The sickest thing about the sickest
Halo
thing
has
about
a really good storyline.
Yeah, it does. Once you get past three though, it gets rough.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. Four is garbage.
Is that when the fucking company was like, we should make movies?
Maybe because we played four or whatever, and it's like, how many times is Cortana gonna be in trouble and you save her and then she disappears again?
Yeah. How many times is Mario gonna save the princess?
Yeah, for real.
Do I know where Slapfest came from? You've heard the story.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hear
it's
about
like a
that.
Slurp. Credit to Donnie for that one. Slurp. So
I thought it was
it goes
slop.
Back, is slop.
Yeah. All
right. And it goes back to actually.
Yeah, because when he wrote slurp on the thing, I was like, that doesn't seem right. Because
Donnie calls me. Yeah, tell the kids would call me slap, and then I'd be like, it's fucking slop, dumbass. Even though it's S-L-X-P, so they don't really know. But
yeah.
Donnie will always just be like, what the fuck you mean slop? It's fucking slurp. So during Halo, actually, Halo was pre-Call of Duty, believe it or not. So before Call of Duty was Halo. I was playing Halo 1 and 2. My gamer tag was like skateboarder dude. It was some dumb shit.
Skater dude. Yeah. Some AOL.
Mine was
X-Zero or Die.
Mine was like Sexy Skater 9 or something like that.
Mine was X-Zero or Die 14 for a long time.
Skater dude 059. It was also my AIM.
Ooh, mine was Skate for Life 114. That was my crew name, 114.
Yeah, I remember 114, yeah.
Remember first day skate team, Fast? I changed my AIM when they like invited me to their crew. It was like Jason Putnam and Pat and all those
dudes. Yeah, Fast.
Mike Brent, yeah, Fast.
I changed first day like skate team?
Fast, what do I call it? Fast something 32.
Skateboarding needs to bring back skate teams.
They do. We should do that.
Yeah.
That's gonna be
party's over skate team.
Ooh. I made something called Genesis. That was back in the day.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to Slapfest. So we're playing Halo.
Lucid Drinking Skate Team. Fuck that.
Lucid Drinking Skate Team.
Playing Halo and
LDST.
I'm Skater
Dude. Oh, it started with Halo.
Did, yeah, believe it or not. So I'm playing Halo and playing some, you know, Slayer. And fucking this dude talking shit. Slayer. You should need to get that drop.
Slayer.
Oh, hey, hold on.
Double kill.
Monster kill.
That's the best fucking. Yeah. I love
double kill. Anyways, so this kid's talking shit to me. Mind you, I'm like fucking what, middle school, sixth grade, seventh grade, and he's like, "What's up, fucking skater dude, 059 or some shit like that." He's talking shit to me. He's like, "You're fucking. You can't shoot for shit." I was like, "You got the sloppiest shot ever," and I was just like, "Sloppiest shot." I was like, "Yeah, I'm like a fucking slop fest," and then just like. We were playing. He's like, "What the fuck's that even mean?" We're just playing, and then the game ends. I'm sitting there as like a little seventh grader, and I'm just
Epiphany.
Like, "You're like, damn, I'm smart as fuck, dude. Slopfest. That's amazing."
Slopfest. So I typed it out: S L O P F E S S T, two S's.
Ooh,
I'm playing it for. I was playing it for a while, and then I'm just like, "Wait a second."
I wanted to put Slopfest, but it was taken, so I put Slopfest 1.
So it was there. Trust me. And then I was like, "Wait a minute."
You're like, "Whoa."
Why the X's?
So this is so when you get into Call of Duty now, the X was a really big theme.
That
trend
was a big thing back
to
then.
To take out your vowels and put an X there. That was specifically huge in Ghosts. So I was, I don't like to say this out loud, but
I mean, it was big in AIM too. Honestly.
Say it out loud then.
True.
XX.
I became SLXPFESSST. That's the current one, right? That's the Instagram rendition. But I changed it in Advanced Warfare to Mr. Big Daddy Slop.
That's way cooler, honestly.
Oh, but I put Mr. in the clan tag, so it was Mr. Clan.
Oh,
Big Daddy Slop.
Yeah.
And I would always like shun kids and be like, "You just got shunned by fucking Big Daddy Slop." Now I'm just Slop, like S-L-X-P, but everyone calls me Slap. They think it means slap.
Huh?
But it's slurp. So I think I'm gonna change it to S-L-X-R-P.
I mean, I would think slap before slop. Honestly,
I'm gonna make
you should go slurp.
I might do slurp.
Yeah.
I might do it.
Switch it up.
And then slurp for my clan tag, I'll put S-L-R-P so they know it's pronounced slurp.
I think I personally have the best fucking Call of Duty names ever.
No, because Donnie does. Coctimus Prime.
I had. that's pretty good. I had COVID-69 for a while, and then I had all of our, me, Ben, James, Kyle, Corey, and someone else, we all did a different lyric from the Foxtrot song, oh, by wow. Bloodhound Gang. So I'm Yippy Bog. There's cake. There's Yippy Bog, Squish Mitten, Oyster Ditch, and something else. I can't remember. But I'm Yippy Bog currently.
Ham Wallet.
But you're not
Ham Wallet. Yeah. Ham Wallet. Yeah.
I will never
forget. Optimus Prime is good
too. The first time he like.
That's hard to top.
So if you're friends with someone on Xbox, right? If they change their gamer tag, it just it doesn't do anything. Like it just changes their thing on your friend.
Yeah.
List.
So you go looking for it and you can't. Yeah.
It was originally he was like, what was Jeremy's? He was using Jeremy's account. It was something stupid. Something about his like paintball shit. Sorry, Jeremy. But anyways, so he fucking all of a sudden I see Coctimus Prime has invited you to party. And I'm like,
what the fuck is this?
I'm like, what? I joined the party and all of a sudden you're over the mic, you just hear, sup, bitch. It's fucking
dude,
Donnie.
You should see a lot of our like NHL names or whatever. Like mine is Edith Puthie. There's like Willie Fisterbutt.
Porn star names are huge now.
Willie Piper.
Dude, how many times just, I run into Johnny tons. Sins and
Betty Humpter. Betty Humpter is a good one too.
Dick Fitzwell.
Yep. Yeah. Willie Fisterbutt, I think, is the best one.
I love
though.
Nothing better than being in a lobby. I got Johnny Sins, a Bella Danger. Like,
dude, the amount of Bella Dangers I see in Call of Duty is ridiculous.
Like Lana Rhodes or whatever. Yeah. I see all these people, and then like over the mic, you just hear like, "You just got fucked by Lana Rhodes."
Dude,
like,
I keep getting a bunch of recommended videos on YouTube, and it's just like. Short, like it's like 20-second videos of like quotes of Andriana Chechik, like quotes of her streaming. I don't know why it's recommended.
Have you guys been noticing this whole hot tub bullshit?
Hot tub,
like chicks on Twitch are streaming themselves just sitting in a hot tub. I don't say you go on, no, but they are literally like streamers who would game. Yeah. But now they just sit in a hot tub and just say like, hey, just like tip me on this. Yeah. They're basically
they're
a fucking. Basically, but they're on Twitch and just sitting in hot tubs. There was one chick that did it. Now a couple other chicks are doing it, and people are like, what is this? How is this a? How are you streaming a game right now? Like, what are you doing?
Best item on the Taco Bell menu,
black bean crunchwrap
quesadilla.
The cheesy gordita crunch.
Oh, dude, that's the best by far.
But I gave it up. I haven't tried with potatoes yet, but I'm on spicy potato taco. Hear me out on this. You know how they have a spicy sauce on there. Hear me out. You're going to try this later.
No.
Spicy potato taco, sub the spicy sauce with avocado ranch.
Gave up on the cheesy gordita crunch. You fucking psycho.
Yeah, I can't eat their meat. That shit fucks me up.
I take my answer back.
Spicy potato taco,
does
sub.
Does it have to be on the menu right now?
It could be
yes,
anything.
Ever.
It could be a any
fine.
Menu. Anytime.
Because those fucking chicken flatbreads, dude.
Those were pretty good.
I used to just buy like 80 of them at the same fucking
time. Dude, Mexican pizzas were underrated.
If
you got a good Mexican pizza, that shit was pretty fucking good.
Those chicken flatbreads, though, man. I don't know what it was.
The nacho fries were always bad.
Spicy potato. Yeah, those are good. Spicy potato taco, avocado ranch sauce, add rice, add pico de gallo, add sour cream. Boom!
I mean, Adam will just eat anything. No, Alex.
Yeah.
I love food. You don't. Best part of skate trips, honestly, for a while, was just getting to eat at new places.
Dude, honestly, I don't care if anyone hates on that.
I
didn't
know what he's going to say.
What?
Meat taco.
No, just in general.
Because
The tacos we got in California were great.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a place we ate in Arizona. Did we ever
like a place by the beach we went to?
It was right by like CVS or whatever. Yeah. I'm trying to think of anywhere in Arizona. I don't think there really was anything.
We didn't really eat. Well, Dallas was like COVID, so we didn't really like.
Most underrated places we ate at? Remember when we went to that?
No, I said Arizona.
Place?
Oh, I know, but I was just thinking.
Wayne Gretzky.
I remember when we went to that Wayne Gretzky restaurant.
Oh, yeah, that was good, actually. Yeah. That was good, yeah.
It was kind of underrated. I was kinda,
well, depending on what you got, I feel like, probably.
I got the poutine. It wasn't bad, but
I got a little plastic hockey stick
more.
In my drink. That was cool.
But, yes, meat taco was fucking incredible every time. Yeah.
Dude, that Hooters
best shrimp taco of all time.
Good.
Hooters in Toronto.
We went to the, it was on the
Toronto. No, the rooptop one.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
We got some good photos. Yeah. Got some good photos.
Because I was thinking of Arizona. I was thinking of Dallas. I'm just trying to think of, like, places we went that you can't go to. Like, you and I got.
Man,
food
good.
On the pier in California, and that shit was good.
Oh, yeah. That it wasn't the bubble gum, but the place next to it or whatever.
But honestly, as much as it is skating, it's just nice to experience new places, whether it's food or just fucking getting drunk somewhere or, you know, like, dude, honestly, I'm a big fan of fucking Fat Pile. I think they look like they always have so much fun. But they do such unique shit like this.
Yeah. The clips of him, like, just jumping into the pool.
Yeah, I'll find that one, too, yeah.
I was talking to Steve. You know
that might be on his story, though.
You know what might be kind of a funny new thing for the podcast, but it's kind of fucked up, is like going on Instagram.
I would love this. And then it turns into Sandstorm.
Oh.
That's funny.
Yeah, those dudes are dope.
Yeah, they're the best, though.
What if on the podcast, it's like we...
I need to be
just
part
like
of one of these.
Swapped phones on our Instagram, and the first post that came up on someone's Instagram, you had to comment something like "fuck you" on it, like no matter whose post it is.
I'm in, yeah. Oh.
Or if we do something here too, let's go to people's stories, and it's like we just do live reactions to people's stories.
We just take a photo from right here where we're in the podcast. Fuck you.
Well, there was one where they had like a story. He had a story.
Instagram. Go to your stories. Who's got stories right now?
Me? Me?
Yeah. Go to your people. Go home.
Oh, you mean okay? Yeah,
go to your home.
The one TikTok song I do know now.
This chick's probably all just ads because she's a golfer that I think is hot as fuck.
Okay.
The points bet chick?
No. My dad was funny. Is
nice.
Oh.
The oh no.
Oh no. No
oh
no,
yeah.
No, dude, that's the best filter there is.
It's all about jumping off big rocks.
Classic.
If I had a harmonica.
That'll cure corona.
Dude, that's a good one. I'm depressed. That's a classic, too.
That's usually what you do when you're depressed.
I'm depressed. I'm depressed.
Boycott!
Oh, my God.
Hold on.
You suck at skating, by the way.
Fucking Gary Blair. Do you
dude, this DJ fucking board, I'm killing it.
You fucking suck at skating.
We need to get out of my swamp.
Nice. Yeah, but with that DJ board, though, I've been learning so many songs that...
All the samples?
Yeah, not even so much samples, but just like... I guess it is a sample because they'll take it and then they'll either slow it down or speed it up, or they'll take a portion of it and like remix it almost. So it is technically a sample, but it's insane how much music is not original 100%.
Well, that's why I was trying to think. Sorry. Like, do you know
such a bully?
Running by 21 Savage?
Probably.
Not so off the top it was of my head. Produced by Metro Boomin. But the hook is just Diana Ross.
Mm.
What's the name of it?
Running.
It's crazy, like music like that.
By 21 Savage.
You tweak a little something, you know, and you get.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. That's all it is. And he just threw a beat behind it and chopped some of the lyrics. And it became one of my most favorite beats.
I mean, even, what's his fucking name? The Horses song. It's a Nine Inch Nails song.
Yeah, this is it.
Pussies. Called the first one Savage, mold my mood. That's what it was. 2016, we was running around, beat niggas up in the club. I know she around for the money.
So there's like, that makes me think.
It's just like everything that they have been doing up until this point.
So like this one? He stole the fuck. You'll know it instantly, but he stole the fuck out of this one. He stole the fuck out of this.
The new City Girls song, the Twerky Lady, is that song that it's in the Chocolate video. You've heard that song, right?
What?
You heard the new City Girls Twerky Lady song?
No.
Corey.
No, I haven't.
I'll play it, but...
But I know for
right, listen. Work.
Intro's this long? Let me just get... Right. Yeah, he stole the shit out of this.
Oh, yeah.
I noticed it the first fucking...
Yeah. But it's even the same words.
Isn't it crazy, though, that, like, 13-year-olds right now...
I have no idea what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is a brand new fucking song.
But then there's another Diana Ross one he took.
Like, think about songs we heard that were fucking, you know, a Rolling Stones fucking cover or something, you know, like a sample.
Well, that's the City Girl song, Twerk.
Yeah.
Where it's like, I want a slim
fit. Oh, yeah.
Mama was I'm twerking. What's the rip from, like, I think it's a... late 90s,
yeah,
early 2000s song.
What's the ASAP? Is it the ASAP song? with the fucking that went really super popular with the Juicy J slob on my knob.
This is a
slob on my knob.
This is a steal from I'm Coming Out.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, everybody. Real artist steal. Look up Twerky later. City Girls.
Yeah, I gotta hear this.
Yeah.
I know you're talking
about. Oh, wow, yeah.
It's literally the same fucking song. Like,
it's funny because I love the shit out of them, but I don't think they're that attractive.
What?
I don't.
What?
They're not Megan, dog.
What?
Young Miami, man.
Young Miami. Okay, yeah. Young
okay,
Miami.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, I wonder what, like, the thought process is behind this, though. Creating this song. Like,
I don't think JT is attractive, though.
It's Young Miami.
Just like a turtle.
Yeah, JT, yeah. Young Miami, though. If you watch her in the, what was it?
The one with Cardi B?
No, Pussy Talk. If you watch her in that video, it's just like...
This guy can't keep it together right now.
Send that to Kate.
Oh, she was there while we were watching it. I was just like...
Kate's like, I feel the same way. Fuck.
What song is this, though?
I can't remember.
Percolator.
Like, all I see is...
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Mike York.
But I swear this is... I mean, this has probably been reused a fuck ton.
Yeah, but, like, that's very blatant. Reuse. From that... That beat.
But I think you gotta. I think you either gotta blatant the fuck out of it or make it very subtle.
But
there's
my original
no
question. My original question though is like, as an artist, like making a song, what like do you think goes through your head of like, I'm gonna use this exact motion, add a couple beats to it.
It would be any melody.
I don't know.
There was a huge thing in music.
What would make you
want to
do that though?
Well, it would be like taking Ace of Base. For
right.
example.
So I like Ace of Base.
You know, if you hear the, you know, the sign. The
I saw the sign.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're so thinking like, damn, I'd love to repurpose this.
Yeah, there is
okay.
a thing,
yeah.
at
you're
least
right.
in like FL Studio.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Gross Beat. And you can slow it down a half a stop.
Yeah, I can do that on my thing too.
Even a quarter of a stop. And it keeps the same tempo,
yep.
even,
but it sounds yeah. completely different.
Because on my board, you can change the key of it, you can change the tempo of it, and you can also set it to where it's only the beat with no vocals or vice versa. You can take out just the drums, you can take out just the vocals, you can take out just the actual music,
right.
so it's just a cappella.
Okay, so that makes more sense. As you're an artist, you're like, this is a good starting point. This is something that like resonates with me. Like I'll start with this and like kind of build on it.
Because there was even a thing where on Attaboy,
on what?
I mean, even Old Town Road is literally a Nine
Inch Nails song. Yeah, they had an intro song where. Juice WRLD had, I think it's Lucid Dreams by him.
Lucid Drinking?
It is, no, Lucid Dreams by Juice
okay.
WRLD. That's a sample as well.
How is this not a sample? God, I love this song. I'm skating to
it. I'll remix it for you.
I'm skating to it.